Hey, it's Mark here, markpollocktrust.org, and I'm recording live from our hashtag smart bike. That is the tandem with Simon, my South Pole teammate up front, in a recumbent position using his legs, and me on the back, sitting back, recumbent, using my arms, or at least one arm, as I record this message into Audio Boom. We've just been out doing what are called Norwegian pyramids at different heart rate zones, five minute blocks in each pyramid with heart rate ranging from kind of up to 115, 120 in the first block. That's pretty easy, chatting pace. Then 5 minutes at 120 to 130, a little bit harder but still able to talk. And then 5 minutes at 130 to 140, which starts to get a bit of lactic acid in my arms, and Simon's heart rates are a little bit higher for his legs. So it's 5 minutes up and then down the other side, 120 to 130, 110 to 120. So just finished our third block, third Norwegian pyramid, and we're cycling back on our fourth, back to the lockup where we keep the bike. Today is the Dublin City Triathlon, something I did back in 2009 maybe, 2008, not long after the Ironman Triathlon, before the South Pole. And today, as we started our cycle, we ended up running into some of the guys and ladies doing the Dublin City Triathlon on their bikes, and then some of the runners. Great day for it, sunny, and we're out on our bike, heading back now because Simon is going to the Dublin Kerry GAA All-Ireland semi-final football, and I'm going to go home and write my blog. And what I'm talking about in that blog is how we're turning this bike into a smart bike. That is, where we're getting the speed data from, the distance, the heart rate, the power output, and the cadence, which is revolutions per minute. I've got a couple of bike computers, Garmin, on the front, and Simon's got both my data and his, because he can see that. And on the back, bit of a crunching of the gears there. On the back here, I have got an app called Wahoo. I've got a whole load of different sensors connected to that, and they're reading out the data every 20 seconds. In particular, what I like to hear is my heart rate, so that those pyramids, I'm not going too hard or too easy in different sections. I've got the heart rate, I've got the total workout time, I've got the speed, and I've got the revolutions per minute, or the cadence. In cycling, we've got to keep that, I suppose, between 80 and 90 on the hand bike, maybe a little bit higher for the legs on the front, and we can actually do that on this bike because Simon can cycle at his own pace, and I can with his legs, and I can cycle on the back here at my own pace with my arms. So I'm doing closer to 80, Simon's doing closer to 90 on the cadence. Anyway, the reason we're doing all this is we're training for my first adventure back since I became paralysed back in 2010. It was the Giant's Causeway Coast Sportif, where we'll be doing a 57-kilometre time trial on the 10th of September. We're asking loads of people to come and join us, to join Team Unbreakable, hashtag Team Unbreakable, as we do this adventure. And for £85 or €100, you can sign up. You get a Team Unbreakable and Arrow Electronics cycling jersey. You get a copy of Unbreakable, our documentary explaining all about the science, and you get an entry into the event. We're going to a big bunch of people coming up to Ballycastle in Northern Ireland. And to sign up, just go to markpollocktrust.org. That's markpollocktrust.org. Click on the Team Unbreakable button, or you can go directly to markpollocktrust.org/Team Unbreakable. I suppose I better go back to get into the rest of this Norwegian pyramid, our final Norwegian pyramid, as we face into a little bit of wind here, and move up to that 120 to 130 zone again.